The growth of plants and crops take time. The farmer needs patience, needs to trust in the natural rhythm of things. The farmer can do only so much, plant the seed, water it, cultivate it with fertilizer, and then trust that the climate will cooperate. The farmer does not see when the seed will sprout in the soil. Eventually, the farmer will see it emerge from the soil, while still firmly rooted in it. First the blade, then the ear, then the grain, as the Lord says in the gospel reading. The same thing with the planting of a mustard seed. Jesus says it's one of the tiniest of seeds. It's sown in the ground, it's watered, it's cultivated. The climate does its thing. It grows, becomes one of the largest of trees, but it takes time for it to grow. Jesus used these images to talk about the development of the kingdom of God. At the beginning of Mark's gospel, in Mark chapter 1, verse 15, Jesus began his ministry by saying, "This is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the gospel." Only one person was talking about the kingdom of God, as God defined it. Very significant in the sight of God, in the scheme of things, wasn't very significant at that time in the eyes of human beings. Certainly in the eyes of the Roman Empire, in which Jesus had begun his ministry. But then one became several disciples, and several disciples eventually became about 120. When Jesus arose from the dead and ascended into heaven. And then on the first Christian Pentecost, it became about 3,120. And certainly the gospel has been preached, and it continues to be preached, and the church has been built and continues to be built all around the world. The growth has taken time. What is true, as the kingdom of God continues to advance, as the gospel is proclaimed, as the church is built, as the faith is professed and practiced, what is true for the church is true for us as members of the church. God has given us the gift of faith through holy baptism. Faith is the ability to recognize that God exists, that God loves us, that God cares for us beyond our imagining, and we entrust our lives to God and act on that trust. And part of acting on that trust is to accept the process in which, as we cooperate with God, what he desires to produce in our lives takes time. And just as the farmer planting the seed, just as the mustard seed after it's sown, it takes patience for faith to grow as we cooperate. Because God's timing is not our timing. However, as we consider different situations in our lives in which we were in the process of God at work for our good, and we were probably frustrated because God's work was imperceptible at first, just like seed sprouting in soil underneath. And yet, when things came to its fruition, we recognize that the timing in which God chose was the right time. Now, for some of us, experiencing that situation increases our faith as we prepare for the next situation. But for many of us, we have to learn that lesson over and over and over again. Because even though God helped us in that previous situation, then a new situation comes up and we fret and we worry about what is going on and how is this going to work and where are you, God? We had failed to learn the lessons of the previous situation. Oh, yes, waiting is not easy. But if we recognize what God has done in the previous situations, that should bolster our confidence about what will happen in this situation. Again, not presumption, but an acceptance that in God's time, things will come to its fruition. And to accept what comes to fruition, because sometimes what we have prayed for will not be answered in the way that we want it to be answered. And if we say we believe in God, we need to even tell God, thank you for that, because he is always working things out for our good. St. Teresa of Avila has been quoted saying, many people have cried after prayers that they had prayed were answered. Maybe in God's permissive will, he allowed whatever people prayed for to be answered. Now, St. Teresa is a different spiritual level than I am, so come back down with me to my level. The thing is that we need to trust that whatever we pray for, certainly we have confidence that God hears, but to accept in advance how God will answer and the timing in which he chooses to answer. If he has done things for our good in the past, we should never think he has stopped doing that. If he did not abandon us to sin and death, and he continues to proclaim the gospel, build his church, make disciples, help people to live according to their faith, he's going to help us in whatever situation is happening. But our faith to believe that takes time for growth. And what do we do while we wait? Well, we don't offer a prayer that says, Lord, give me patience and give me that patience right now. Doesn't work that way. It does not work that way. But what I advise us to do, as I say us because I'm preaching to myself as well, is that when we're tempted to fret and to worry, is to give ourselves over to growing in faith and to worship God and to say, God, I know what you have done for me in the past. I didn't like the process of waiting, but when the time came to pass, when things came to its fruition, your timing was always right. And so I'm going to trust that your timing is right now. And so help me to cooperate with you step by step as things come to its fruition. Because it's usually only when it's come to fruition that we can look back and just say, oh, that's how all of those steps fit. But the reason why the Lord calls us to go through step by step is that we may not be able to handle the whole thing at that time. Because if we saw the whole thing at that time, we probably said, I'm not sure I can do that. And yet, as we follow God step by step, things come to its fruition, and we see, God, help me to do that. So just as God does, quote unquote, the big things in the growth of the kingdom of God, God can do big things within us. As we cooperate with the gift of faith that has already been given to us, but it has to be cultivated. By our cooperation with the Lord, who helps us step by step. May we learn this lesson, even if it has to be learned over and over again. God is not tired of teaching it. We should not get tired of learning about it, so that it comes to the point that when we face the next situation in life, our lives will not be unsettled once again in a cycle of fretting, worrying. God makes it come to pass. God, you knew what you were doing. Fretting, worrying. God makes it come to pass. Things come to fruition. Oh, God, you knew what you were doing. Fretting, worrying. As we cooperate, we want to come to a point in which we say, yes, the situation seems difficult. I don't know how it's going to be working out, but I know that God is working it out for me, and I will cooperate with him step by step.